We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slicks, you're your host. With me today for episode 37 of BaseNet Radio is Morbid across from me.
You?
Over Skype we have Silent Slade.
Hey!
And somewhere out there over Skype, not sure if he's with us at the moment, is DMAD. That answers my question. Anyway, we usually That's a sound effect I need. We usually just discuss recent tech news on the shows. On this show. Jeez, I'm having problems reading. Anyway, we could get into some interesting discussions on rants outside the news, usually still during the news section. That's what makes us ADD Radio. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged.
That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenetradio.net. It's time for the first section. And that would begin the news section of BaseNet Radio.
News section, eh?
No, that was the email music. I threw you off.
That music was kind of not the same.
No. That was a last minute, like, let's see, who will I fool with this? Nobody.
We got email?
Well, we always get a little something nowadays, it seems, which is good. A little something. Two of them are from, like, junkmail.com. And one of them is from actual user. I don't want to use his name, but it's KL.
Yeah.
And KL asks, I'm new at Linux. I was wondering the best Linux and materials to learn to better understand, or beater, the ins and outs of Linux. Please help, or I will start to use Windows once more. Okay.
We don't want you using Windows. Well, I don't.
Don't use Windows. This is simple.
I think the best thing to learn Linux is a reason.
That's true.
Because, I mean, I didn't start... I tried to get into Linux before I actually did, and it was like, I could do everything here. I already know this.
I said it before and I say it again. Don't use Windows for 1 week. Or 2 weeks, at least. Just use Linux for 2 weeks and force yourself to learn everything. You'll be fine.
You need more than 2 weeks for a lot of things, though.
No, but that initial 2 weeks will break you in, kind of.
It will break you, yes.
And it will get you into the mentality, damn it, I want to get this working. So.
Right, and if you can survive the 2 weeks, then you know you're in for it. If the 2 weeks is too difficult and you find yourself going back to the Windows machine, then...
Unless you're like me, where you're just too damn lazy to do anything.
Now,
it's not that you're too lazy, it's that your operating system choice decided to be too lazy to do anything. But yeah, I could open that Firefox window, but I'd rather just sit here.
Now, Morbid,
Yo.
Would you have any Linux distro to recommend? Because he asks for what is the best Linux. I don't think there's a best, but there is personal preference that's involved.
2.6.
2.6.
I personally, I like Arch. Arch is very nice because I always forget. I don't have the best memory, so I don't remember what I need to do to make and install and get all programs running. So I find the Pac-Man feature very convenient.
Useful. That's true.
So and it's not too difficult. It's very straightforward installation.
Okay. Let's see, and materials to learn to better understand the ins and outs? Well, most Linux distros come with everything that you'll need. Well, but that then again,
man.
Everything you need to set up the ins and outs. Yes, man.
Dude.
Most Linux distros. Some dude. Of them don't
yeah.
have man.
Dude.
I so need to make dude.
A man replacement.
A man replacement.
What? What's going on?
No.
Man is the help program for most
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it now. Yeah. A little slow in the uptake.
You said dude!
Well, I use dude all the time.
Yeah, so if anyone's out there working on a man replacement, consider renaming it to dude. Please, that would be awesome. I would love to dude files.
Okay, that's a little weird. Yeah.
No, but come on, like dude LS.
Dude,
come on, dude LS. That'll be great. Hey, it doesn't matter.
You're reaching.
I'm just yeah. really charged. Keep going.
Anyway, as far as better understanding the ins and outs of Linux, I'm trying to think. Besides, aside from man,
dude, wiki, alias,
there's
dude
lots of
man.
There's really lots of documentation on it. Once you're up and running and you could do most of the web browsing, email stuff on there, you might just want to. You're obviously going to want to start doing other things with the computer. So take it one step at a time. If say you want to get wireless sniffing, like through Kismet up. Mm-hmm. Read everything up on Kismet. Well, you don't have to read everything. You can obviously skim through it if you're able to figure some stuff out. Actually, and another thing that's very helpful is to actually build a program. Once you're able to compile from source and whatnot, you will no longer be dependent on that specific distro. Because from that point on, you could take you could start building your own distro, more or less, of packages.
Sure.
For you could build, say, oh,
your own package manager. Shit.
Here's a good example. Say you're only using Arch, and you're like, oh, you know, this would be a cool tool to have, but Arch doesn't have it. Whatever will I do? They don't have a binary package. They only give me source.
I like that.
Well,
whatever will
learn
I do.
To build it from source.
Yeah,
that's the way
will
you go.
I do.
He makes it sound so bad. It's like, no, they don't have Audacity? Fuck!
Well, Arch does, but that's...
yeah, but H2Canix, I believe, when you were using, didn't. And you were like, no,
no,
Jack? No Audacity?
Whatever
the Audacity of this!
Sorry.
Well, no, they had Audacity when I was using that, but actually...
Didn't you build it?
Speaking of H3Canix, it's non-existent anymore. It's switching to Arcane, but they don't have a...
It's like 48% done and never will be done, but the looks of it.
Oh, I think
I like
it will.
That name.
It looks like they're in development.
I like that name.
And actually, I know. I used to chill on IRC a lot when I was bored at my old job.
No time for that now.
No, not at all. But yeah, that's there. I'm pretty sure they're working on stuff. And chances are they're developing new stuff for it. Well, that's completely off of what the other thing says. But yeah, I have faith in that distro as well. Also, if you are new at Linux, so I would also say check out, even if not for more than a couple days, something like Fedora or Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. Don't recognize my damn... What's it called?
Okay, so maybe don't use Ubuntu.
My damn sound card. That's the word I'm looking for.
It won't recognize your sound card?
It says I don't have a sound card.
Force it to! Tell that bitch who's boss.
Bitch, get over here and make me dinner.
I don't think they've built that yet. Maybe when they make replicators, like in Star Trek, for your computer, then you can say, bitch, make me dinner, and it'll do it for you. But if you can't get your sound card, I don't think you can yell at it yet. It doesn't know how to hear you.
We're just... Yeah, okay.
Just kick the bitch. And speaking of which, this is also the thing... what is it?
Yeah,
Valentine's Day episode of...
oh, yes, it is.
Facenet Radio, so don't forget to hold your loved ones, not kick them, and tell them to make you dinner.
Where's Goatsy? Oh, Goatsy's not here. We can't have the colors of Valentine's Day. You know, red without Goatsy.
Aww.
That's wrong, Andy. Okay.
Oh, that's literally low.
And
oh.
on that low note, we shall move on. And that nice little theme actually does begin the news section of BassNet Radio.
Yay, no lying.
No lying this time.
You lied.
And, well, actually, I lied the first time. I forgot to bring up the reader for the next section, so I just went on default and said that begins news while trying to buy time. So I failed. That's anyway, good. In the one that actually is the news section, we will be discussing news from the past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we may find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BassNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. Everybody's waiting for me.
Yeah, we are.
Where's he going with this? What is he talking about? Anyway!
Come on, I figured you guys would know where the reader ends by now.
We're just fucking with you.
I know.
All right,
because I'm on a roll today, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you happen to be doing very well.
It's really funny.
Hopefully people laugh.
All right, well, I can make you all laugh right now.
Okay.
Yellow cake uranium.
Huh?
That's the theme of my first story.
Okay, keep going.
It's talking about, you know, recently how Google is kind of being petitioned to have all their search terms that they ever got, they ever logged, sent over to the, you know, the government.
Yeah, and aren't they saying no?
And they're saying no.
Good.
But just go back and think of all the things you searched for in the last, I don't know, 3 years over Google.
Porn.
And think of some of the really bad combinations that you've put in.
Porn.
And how dangerous it can sound.
Porn.
Yes, but porn is not so bad as, like, hot lemur on Tarzan action.
What?
Exactly.
Is this something you did with know from personal experience?
No, this is actually a Wired News article. The author, I believe, I cannot say his name, Laurie Short Joberg, mm-hmm. is talking about, if the government does get the hold of the log, he's going to have a lot of explaining to do, because he searched for some pretty crazy shit. For example, I hate people who volunteer to feed homeless mothers.
Wait, what?
That's what he typed in.
So let's all type in random stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because it'd be funny. Random searches.
Well, depending on how you search for things, mm-hmm. Hate people, hate could be like an acronym for something. People who volunteer, feed homeless mothers, for example, like Mothers Against Drone Driver. Mm-hmm. If you put this all in one search string, it really doesn't matter what order it's in, it could look pretty bad.
Damn pro. It's not profiling. It's, what's the word I'm looking for? Is it profiling?
Yeah, it is kind of profiling, depending on what you, put in. I've searched for quite some stuff that if you put it in the wrong context, could be pretty bad. Like, for example, if you're looking for a news story, I would put it in hacking the White House.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, now, does that put you mean right on that I want
to... Yeah, that put me right on the top of the... Oh my god, this guy's a threat list!
And you can... On their best customer list?
Right, oh yeah, best customer list. Yeah, like, we should give him the golden handcuffs of happiness. so what other things have I looked for? NSA security,
Mambla.
FBI taking over Google... I don't think I've searched for that one. Do you want to explain that one?
No, that's okay.
All right. Oh, that hurt. But yeah, so just thinking back on it, the guy has a point. I really don't want to know how much, if you think the RIAA, like just randomly targeting grandmothers in Brooklyn, for like $50,000 worth of stolen goods. I can just imagine how bad the government will misinterpret things.
Oh God!
And arrest 90-year-old grandmothers who were just looking for information on something they heard.
Or when you searched
for weapons of mass destruction on Google.
Or when the RIAA sued a dead grandmother.
Yeah,
that was good.
I enjoyed that one.
Who never had a computer in the first place?
Who feared computers?
Who feared computers? That's right. Like, oh my God! But they're on the devil!
Oh, that was funny. Oh.
So yeah, the government will be arresting like 5-year-olds and things like that for like their illegal searches at school.
Yes, good. That's something that's good.
They're going to be arresting like 5-year-olds for typing random gibberish into the keyboard,
right,
and saying
tap,
and
tap,
saying
tap, tap 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 enter anthrax. Oh my!
Hopefully, and saying they decrypted it.
Hopefully they'll stop this whole little MySpace crap with the like 12-year-olds on it saying they're 20.
Oh, yeah. We've seen quite a few instances of that lately, haven't we?
Yes, people we know as little siblings. Oh, I'm going to kill them.
Hell, those stuff on MySpace is like all over the news and stuff, but it's just like obvious.
Yeah, people die because of it.
If you don't want to die or get raped or shot because of MySpace, don't put your personal info on MySpace. Don't even put your real goddamn name on MySpace.
Birth date, real name, address, none of this shit should be on the internet. Especially in a website that everyone and their mom can quickly search for you through.
Why do you think a lot of people in the hacker scene, and for the most part, that know what they're talking about with technology, use handles?
Right. The handle is to protect my personal security. Because if I were to give out my real name, people can look up my address, or people can find out where I live, or people can...
Yes, Silent Slade lives at...
What's my name? Silent Slade lives at 1313 Mockingbird Lane, downtown New York, 100004.
Right. I wonder who actually lives there.
Nobody, because first of all, there is no such thing as 100004. And second of all, 1313 Mockingbird Lane is from, like, the Monsters or something? Where is that from?
I don't know.
I don't know, that's more of a your call on that one. No.
First thing that came to my head. It's just, you know, one of those things that you remember. Going on, moving on. I mean, a lot of people do give out their real names, like,
a lot of people have their phone numbers and every, like, do, like, if you feel like, hit me up, here's my cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my AIM contact, my MSN contact, my Yahoo contact. Like, here's my schedule. This is where I'm going to school.
Here's addresses and times of places I will be.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do that as you see fit.
By the way, I'm currently working at Target, and
my hours this
Friday
week
nights and it sucks.
I'm on the third shift all by myself.
All by myself. Yeah, man. This bank gets lonely. They have so much money here. I wish I could have some. Stuff like people put crazy stuff on there, and it's not just MySpace. You have other places like Friendster. People
right.
with their
people
own
still use Friendster.
I think so. I don't know. I wouldn't know. Just ran into someone's Friendster profile lately and remembered it.
The only good thing that ever came out of MySpace were the made-up profiles or like the things like that obviously aren't real.
You mean like the Happy Tree Friends profiles?
Or the Family
Stuff
Guy profiles?
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's really kind of silly.
No, it's all promotion.
It's better than anything else that's come out of MySpace.
Fox uses MySpace to promote Family Guy.
Really?
Hell,
yes, their Family Guy profile.
And, of course, MySpace is also like a music label, so you can promote yourself if you're a band there.
Yeah, I have no idea how the hell they're a music label.
Me either.
Jesus has a MySpace profile.
Jesus,
so does
God.
The Flying Spaghetti Monster.
FSM.
Oh, yeah.
Thor. Don't forget those Norse gods.
Oh,
man.
Of course.
Fucking Loki's up in there. Another Norse god.
Are you calling this at you?
What else we got? But I don't really want to talk about them anymore. Like,
yeah.
MySpace is kind of annoying.
Alright.
Alright, so what do I want to talk about? I got way too much stuff here.
Talk about one of the screens.
The ultimate touchscreen or the 3D screen?
Which one should we start with?
I guess the ultimate touchscreen.
A little from column A, a little from column B, and how about I throw in a little bit of column C? Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. I was running around the web, and I got linked to this by someone I know at work. And I thought it was pretty amazing. It's a multi-touch display. Touchscreen. So you can actually affect the items on the screen with one hand by moving your hand and opening and closing it, so it feels all the different touch. All five fingers you can independently move, so it can actually use an on-screen keyboard, and you can type quickly. You can drag items with your hand. You can also alter, let's say you had set up hot sections on the corners of the screen where you can tap the corners. You can grow and close the zoom in and zoom out on the screen, and you can have somewhat of like a 3D desktop feeling by physically rotating the desktop around with your hands. And since you can use both hands, it's very quick and efficient. If you want to check it out, I'm going to quickly tinyurl the damn thing. Just go to tinyurl.com, and it's still generating. /7KOCO. So it's 7 Coco. Don't ask. And there's this flash video there you can play. And I thought it was pretty damn pimp. I want one of these things in my house so bad.
It's blinging. Bling bling.
It's ultimate blinging.
It's like something you would see on like the show 24, which has some somewhat unrealistic tech in it.
You mean Fox, where they have everything like high tech?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright, it kind of reminds me a lot of the Minority Report. I don't think Slick ever saw that, but Morbid, you saw that?
No, I haven't actually.
They had these screens where you can kind of tap and you can zoom in or you can crop photos.
You mean
and
pretty much anything futuristic movie?
Pretty kind of kind of futuristic, but this screen can do a lot of what that did.
Oh, that's cool.
The only difference is it's not projected in your front of your face, the screen. But, we can still take care of that projected in front of your face part with this other screen. Slick, you want to talk about it? Because I'm winding myself here.
Well, sure. It's true 3D display technology, and it was recently demonstrated in Japan. Remember how there was like some people saying, hey, yeah, this hologram things, they're impossible. You can never do something like that. Or like the thing in like Star Wars.
Oh,
help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Your man, yeah.
Well, they've actually.
What would happen if you poke her in the face and, like, boop?
Your hand would go through.
Yeah.
It'd be cooler if she reacted. Ow, son of a bitch. I'm trying to tell you, though. Go on.
Well,
keep going.
Pretty much, it's three dimensional dots of plasma created by laser. Created by lasers, create a three. That's the one picture.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty much dots of plasma created by lasers.
And dots can, of course, be representing a pixel, which, of course, could be representing an entire image.
Like three-dimensional pixels.
Right. And in the picture they have what looks
like
a building
of some
kind. That's
really awesome, but I hope it gets a lot more detailed before it goes mainstream.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's the actual ability to actually do it that's amazing.
It looks like a... unless we're going back to the days of 286s. But it looks that's badass.
Now,
it has to start somewhere.
Now, the thing is, it's infrared lasers are aligned to converge and create small amounts of plasma. That's how it is. So it's using light that you can't see to create visible light.
Hmm.
Pretty cool stuff.
It's kind of cool. Now, let me just tiny URL this for everybody so they can check it out too, because they're probably confused as shit as to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's really kind of hard to describe. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, so it's tinyurl.com/AJ4N as in Nancy, V as in Victor. And you can go check it out. They have a couple of different pictures there. And I think the main picture looks like it's a person running of some kind. I don't know. It's on the top left hand corner.
It'd be interesting to see a video of this.
Yes,
that
it would
be interesting. And
but I wonder if it's really they could just display that right now and they can't display like fast moving video. Mm-hmm. Which I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd
be interesting to see it like change images and stuff. You know, just do simple things like that. It looks like the main thing, there's the top is butterflies. And then there's a just like squares that keep getting smaller and smaller. And that's the pictures. There's two pictures.
All right, yeah, and I got some more pictures for you guys to check out. Actually, tinyurl.com/76QD3, and you can catch more there. There are also links at the bottom on the main page.
76QD3?
Yep, and I also linked you guys already, so... in show, they already have to click it, and they're done. And it's kind of useful. I see that they have some things here, like spirals, letters, words in space, like just floating on air. Arrows, which could be kind of useful, like if you're at the airport and next flight leaving, and you just have the like in the middle of the air, arrows popping.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, construction stuff. Like stuff SOS.
Construction, get the fuck out the way. You know, stuff like that. Falling debris, falling ice, whatever.
Now let's look at the possible negatives of this kind of 3D screen.
Okay.
Advertising.
Distract little children, and little children get lost.
Epileptic seizures by blinking.
No, I was
the
going more the pretty colors. Look at the pretty colors, and the kid like gets separated from their parents.
Car accidents.
Could always do something.
You drive through the ad.
Oh man! Drive
how awesome would that be? Except not.
Not at all, because that's just
it's disturbing.
Horrible. It's more effective at nighttime, obviously, because during like the brighter.
Well, it depends on the background they set. They could kind of put it, you know, like in a box type thing where you drive past it and it's, you know, a black box.
Yeah. Or they could just shoot you with
a color box.
Shoot you with, like, high wattage infrared light.
Ah, ow! I can't see!
Oh, I'm blind! I'm melting. Oh, no, wrong thing.
That would suck.
Right.
But it does have some positive uses. It has. You know, if you're going to use it for advertising, it can be quite annoying because you can't just avert your eyes because it's dancing in front of you.
Watch me!
Watch me! I'm flying! And they can literally have an advertisement fly across, like, let's say, an airport terminal while you're waiting for your plane.
Yeah.
It can have, like, advertisements walk around.
Well... Not walk around, no, but projected from the ceiling, more or less.
Let's say you have an image of a woman holding up, like, products for you to sample.
Oh, God.
And you can't get rid of her because she's not real.
Okay, I hope the technology doesn't advance that fast. Okay, then this is what you do then. Then you find the fattest person there and stick them where in front of where the ad is. So you don't see the ad.
The ad can walk through them. See, this is the thing. It's extra intrusive because you can't tell it to go away.
It could break
right,
it.
Right.
You'd have to get sunglasses or something that don't allow you to see the altered plasma light.
I'm laughing.
We funny. Should start working on something like that now.
Yeah,
the
get rich.
The anti-screen. Yeah, anti-screen sunglasses. The newest.
Adblock.
Adblock sunglasses. That's awesome. All right. I think I'm going to stick with Adblock. All right, now, I had one more related story. I don't know if I mentioned it before. I think I have. Sun had the Looking Glass, and Novell decided to release XGL for everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
But now, if you take it in relation to, like, the multi-touch screen and having 3D displays, like, physical 3D displays, if you can... use that advertisement software thing that you were just talking about, instead project your desktop into your room.
That'd be cool.
And you had, like, a way of, let's say, affecting it by touch, which is possible with sensors. We already have similar things where you can affect a projected image by breaking the light contact with the ground, and it knows that you're there, and it does respond to your actions. If you do that with your screen, you can have your desktop in the middle of your room, move it around, play a video right in the middle of the room, do your work right there, big text, you can't possibly not see it. Pretty cool possibilities there.
Definitely.
And instead of having multiple desktops by, like, say, hitting Alt F1 or F2, you spin this cube-like thing with your hands.
Whee.
And you can have, like, six desktops. Or more, depends on what kind of shape you have, you know? Get a dodecahedron and you have a 20-sided...
Well, that was so exactly the one I was going to say.
You could get a 20-sided die.
Exactly.
Yes, D&D nerds around the world will be so happy.
What, because they know the word dodecahedron?
Yes.
I'm going to get a 4-sided.
Ew, 4-sided. Ew, triangular, ugly-looking thing. Pyramid of Giza style.
You nerds.
Shut up. Just because you're no good at D&D doesn't mean that we can't
be. I hate D&D.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Dude, it requires imagination, and that's something I lack. Why do you think I watch so many cartoons? So I don't have to have my own imagination.
That's bad. I'm not going to say anything anymore.
And also, I think it's really geeky. I'm sorry. It's like uber geek.
What?
D&D.
D&D?
Yeah.
Oh, now uber geek would be, I don't know if you've ever watched Conan O'Brien.
Conan's awesome.
Have you ever seen Black Wolf the Dragon Master?
No.
It's this guy who dresses up as a wizard, like permanent.
Dude, thing. I have friends who go to
That's
LARPs.
Uber geek. Ooh, LARP.
You know, for all those people who don't know that live action role play and where you actually dress up in costumes and pretend to be these people. And you throw little thingies around, like pouches, like you'd be like, ooh, a magic spell. I'm going to throw it at you. And you have to play dead and stuff like that. It's really bad.
That's scary.
But you want to know what? What's his name? Vin Diesel's a huge D&D fan. Active, like, plays it all the time, supposedly.
Yeah, right. By himself.
Anyway,
who would you play that with? I mean,
like, you know, big action guy. He plays D&D. You go to stores and that stuff that do that.
Shit, no one would fuck with your character though.
The nerd community's.
The nerds would not mess with him. The nerds would be like, yeah, if I fuck with him and
no, the nerds would be like, somebody's. The nerds would be like, someone's got our back. Yeah.
Anyway,
okay. We got a little off topic.
Yeah.
Sounds more like he pimped the nerds around. It's like, yeah, I want your character to stand naked in the middle of the street while I throw darts at you. Okay, Mr. Vin Diesel, please don't hit me.
Anyway, there's something, since we're talking about weird, cool-looking tech, keyword cool-looking here, but not necessarily as useful as the ones we just went through. There's this computer network defense operational picture thingy.
What?
The
computer defense.
Yeah.
Network defense operation picture.
Yeah, I think they spelt defense wrong too. I think that's not supposed to be a C.
Yeah, this isn't exactly the best site. This is actually kind of really funny.
Yeah, it's more funny than it is
useful
because it's
AlertCon 1. This is great.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants to check this out? Tiny URL, bloop, 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 bloop. It's taking a few more hours.
You know, it'd be funny.
From B5TAG, B5 tag. So tinyurl.com/B5tag. And you can totally laugh at this. It has some useful, like, functionality where it has.
It has, like, some RSS feeds in there, but you could get your own damn aggregator for that.
Right, it has two RSS feeds on the left, semantic nudes on the right.
Yeah, and those are probably RSS as well.
Alert states.
Click here to download the plugin.
And, you know, it has the AlertCon thing, which is really funny.
Yeah,
wait, that's Nobel just down one.
Yeah, when you see an arrow that says down in the top-hand side, right, currently, at the time of us recording, it says Microsoft, Lotus, and Novell are
each
doing
down
to level 1, AlertCon 1, which means that they patched the security hole or they're some sort of vulnerability is, like, not dangerous anymore.
Wait a minute, what is this, 1980? People still use Lotus?
I guess so.
Hey, BitTorrent.
Wait, what is this, 1985? Do people still use Novell? Well, then again, never mind, people do.
Yeah, companies do definitely use Novell. And it's pretty much linking to different places. For example, you should see dshield.org in the middle. It's got the huge map.
The map is funny, too.
The map is great. The map is, like,
just most purposeless.
Like, it just shows
it has
random
pie charts.
Random ports that are open in random places.
Yay, pie charts!
port probe distribution. That means what people are probing for. Yeah, I think people are probing for a little more than BitTorrent. Come on.
And obviously, people
other
are probing
takes up
for
the majority.
Some people are probing for what other people are probing. So.
Well, other, of course, others takes up the majority. They don't even mention port 80.
Yeah, I know.
Port 80 is part of other.
Port 80 is most of other.
Yeah, most likely. Oh, jeez.
And once again, Iceland gets left out.
And
seriously, poor Iceland.
Fuck Iceland. And Madagascar, the little island on the south of Africa, also left.
Oh, that's Madagascar?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You'd figure Australia would be the... be the ones being like, WTF, mate.
WTF.
Yeah, sorry.
Nice reference. I also wanted to note how 6881 is labeled under BitTorrent, when BitTorrent could be
anything.
Anything
from, yeah.
Maybe it's the default one for the most of the software? I don't know.
Most prevalent clients.
Yeah, most clients.
Other stuff, it's on the right-hand side, you'll see latest tool versions, which I wanted to mention.
Tools.
Which is nice, you know, they have NMAP 4, even though NMAP is up to 4.01, but whatever. I'm not going to be there, you know, blowing up their spot or anything. You're mad late.
So anyway.
Well, they do have a latest threat as of today. The...
You mean the beagle worm, which is like 3 out of 4 of the top 5 there?
Yeah. Wait, they're different. They're different, though. God, yeah, whatever.
They're different versions of the beagle worm.
Never even heard of it.
You know about Beagle and Netsky and...
No, do you think I pay attention to any of that?
All these, like, ridiculous names for viruses that...
Where do they come up with these names?
Netsky from Skynet. Beagle? Not a clue.
Is it kind of like the whole hurricane naming thing? They just have a list they go down of random words?
Well, the virus author will name it at one point or another.
Unless
or it'll be named
it.
After what it does or something like that.
Pretty much.
But
usually they're unnamed, but they put like something in the file that makes it... It gives
unique.
It a name, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes it unique so you can tell what it is. That's the one that had the word beagle in it, right? Yeah, okay. Let's call it... Let's just call it Wind Beetle 32, and we'll make it sound evil.
A beagle?
So we'll put a dot D at the end.
Because beagle doesn't really sound too threatening there.
No, man, I keep thinking of, like, Charlie Brown or something.
I just the way you're making it like let's make these viruses look evil and stuff. I'm just thinking we have multiple DPI and FSI viruses.
DPI? Wait, dots per inch?
I don't know. I'm...
You have a dot per inch virus? Hell.
I'm just quoting that movie. Damn it.
I know. I'm just laughing at it. I'm allowed to laugh at it, right?
Oh, of course. Who isn't allowed to?
It's sad it wasn't made as a joke. They were trying to be serious.
Okay,
I'm
back.
Thing. All right, so I guess that's it for the network defense from securitywizardry.com. It's
funny.
Really funny. But on a side note, and I did see this off a dig, there were some pictures that the NSA released, you know, that they were... giving a tour of some sort of facility, and guess what they had up on their displays in huge screen?
Food?
No, netwizardry.com. That's right, the same thing that we're just showing you. So the thing that we just pointed so many holes in was the thing the National Security Agency is using to monitor.
Sweet.
Not really.
I'm being sarcastic.
Wow. Look, there's a lot of other port usage out there on the interweb. Whatever shall we do?
What is this 8080?
The interweb? On the interweb.
All right, moving on. Yeah, this is another cool story I got. Has absolutely nothing to do with electrical technology.
Okay.
But
what is it?
It has to do with hacking.
Okay.
Hacking sleep.
What?
Hacking the sleeping problem.
I thought you said sleet.
How many hours do you get a night of sleep usually?
Not enough.
Six or less.
Not enough. Well, that's a good answer. Not enough. All right, so check out tinyurl.com/B75D3.
Carney says hello.
Hey, Carney.
Your new name is Carney.
How's life in the circus treating you? Link you up there. Right, so check out this art. It's about sleeping pills that are supposed to increase memory capacity by increasing the amount of REM sleep you get. And for those of you who don't know, REM sleep is actually rapid eye movement when you start dreaming.
Oh, that's the good sleep.
That's the good sleep.
Yeah.
That's the sleep you want more of.
The sleep they don't get.
That you want to have the dream so that you have, like, time to work through problems while you're asleep. Time to, like, you know, have weird surgeries while sleeping.
What?
You know, this kind of stuff. Lucid dreaming more, you might like that.
She said it's goatee.
Goatee, damn it.
No, it's Carney.
Not Carney. Aw, the Carney sounds so much better.
Carney's funnier.
Well, anyway, supposedly that these pills should be in the market by 2012,
mm-hmm.
and about 2015 we'll find out that they're all cancerous.
Yay!
So it should be great. And the drug candidate should be called Orexin RA1. It's being made by a Swiss company. Not sure if it'll ever make it to the States. Supposedly it's to help people with narcolepsy. But fuck that, man.
Now,
I just want to have a good dream.
Now, with something like this, would you be able to get sleep from just with only sleeping less hours a day?
It's possible, yeah. We might let's put it in our meal, and then
it drops you right into the good sleep, skips the rest of it?
I don't know exactly how quickly you go to sleep, but next time you sleep, you should increase your REM by about 20-30%. So if you sleep 30% less, that means instead of having, say, 6 hours, you only need 4.
I don't think this, in the long run, would be good for your body, but,
really depends.
And, is this habit for me?
But you're probably right. Oh, I'm pretty sure it will be. Think about it. If you feel so much better in the morning because you got, like, more, like, restful sleep, do you think you're gonna, like, want to go back to not using the drug and not sleeping? This would be like, except, you know,
the whole, like, bad part.
Having to smoke it, you just pop it and go to sleep. So you're not dangerous while this happens. That's a good thing. Unless you sleepwalk, in which case, yeah. Oh.
I think if you sleptwalked, it wouldn't be that good sleep.
Possibly. Although you probably have some wicked dream. Wake up in the morning, why is my leg broken? Why am I downstairs?
Why am I downstairs in another house? Of someone I don't know.
How did I get in here? I don't have a key.
Why am I trying to get on this bike to ride down the street?
That's fucked up. Inside joke. Anyway!
I like the music. The music is very good.
Very fitting with the ding ding ding.
You said 2012 is when it's going to come out?
In the market, supposedly by 2012.
And then 2015 is when cancer... Okay. So I'll have to know when to schedule...
Wait, hold on. Let's think of the timetable here. When did French fries become mainstream?
Mainstream? Or come out?
I don't know.
When French fries come out.
What are these things you're talking about? You mean chips?
Yes, chips.
Okay. Freedom fries, dude.
Freedom fries. Okay, they became cancerous, 3 years ago?
They did?
You never saw it was all over the news. French fries cause cancer.
No, I think that's just McDonald's.
No. It was in my school, all the school cafeterias.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? I thought French fries cause obesity.
No, that'll help people keep their mouth shut. Okay, we're going back in time right now. Supposedly, Nintendo's actually doing something smart.
Oh, yes, I was looking at that earlier. That looks interesting.
These quotes I'm kind of interested about, but they're both from today. Supposedly for the Nintendo DS, Nintendo's coming out with the new Super Mario Brothers, which is a new 2D adventure.
Yay!
And according to this, Will be mostly definitely another feather in Nintendo's cap. Watch DS sales rise even further with the release of this new game. And I had Slick check out the video, and he can give his thoughts.
I think the smartest thing any console making company could do at this point in time, because there are those 3D games out there that are just redundant, the same. And I mean, it's just, well, 2D could only be so much of the same too, but at least they have to be creative in making the game and the layouts and stuff of it.
There's something almost,
nostalgic
to about it, it's not the word, but there's something, since it's so limited, you're forced to, like, really...
To make it playable.
Innovate to make it playable. Like, I don't know if you've ever played the new Kirby game for the DS.
No.
No.
But you have to use the stylus in order to move Kirby around. At first, you think this is a really stupid idea. Because you're, like, poking the screen instead of using the trackpad. But it's a very fast way of moving the character around. Like, you put these lines on the screen, you create the world, kind of. And it gives you more variety than you can normally have.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Eh.
That just
give it a shot.
Before,
I just remember.
Steal some little kid's DS and just try.
I'll beat up the next little kid I see
beat
with
up
one.
The next little kid you see with a DS, alright? And then let me know how that goes out for you. Because I tried it. I thought it was going to be crap.
You get beat up by the kid?
It. It was kind of cool. I tried it at Digital Life. I didn't beat up a kid for it. And speaking of Mario, I do believe someone just recently released a hack on Mario Brothers 3 ROM that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I believe it's called Mario Adventures.
You know what?
Give me 1 second.
Could you make an IPS of that or a patch of it so I could put that on my legally obtained copy of Super Mario Brothers 3? Ripped directly from cartridge.
There is a patch to make your original rip into upgraded to it.
Right. That's why I was asking for it.
I think you need Mario Bros. 3 and Mario Bros. 2. Because they involve Shy Guys as well.
Oh, really? It needs to take both the ROMs and throw them into one? Ooh, I wonder how it handles mapper information. That's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, if you only leech some sprites, it shouldn't be that much. I will put it up on our website, and people can link to it for about a week, because I don't have it right now.
I think you're right. They might take that from the one photo. It's possible.
It makes the most sense. Okay, regardless, just wanted to mention that out. So everyone look out for Mario Adventure. It should be on ROM. Saw it on dig.com, but it's way too much Mario news lately, thanks to like the offset of the revolution and the new DS games and all this other junk, so... get convoluted in there. Speaking of which, I heard Zelda's getting pushed back too.
Which? There's another one?
The newest Zelda is getting pushed to, like, Revolution. And more video game news. God, it's too much this week. There's going to be video game awards shows now.
Oh, yeah, they've had that.
Yeah, I know, like the G4 Euphoria, yeah. G4 Euphoria.
Let's see if I can come up with any video game news. Hold on. Oh, I do! But, I do have video game news. Where are you? There we go. We're going to venture into the world of...
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Actually, I do like this story. This story is interesting.
Okay. The World of Warcraft has changed... Well, the makers of that game have changed their policy on gay teams in the game. Gay rights win in the World of Warcraft.
And suddenly Slate is interested in the World of Warcraft.
Blizzard was accused of being heavy-handed by threatening to expel a player for advertising a gay-friendly team or guild. Blizzard has officially apologized to the guild recruiter, saying the warning should never have been issued.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of... You know what?
Well, yeah, they tried to ban a person because they were... There's some, like, kind of in-game law where you're not allowed to use sexual life. But I mean, sexual orientation being the use of saying, "Hey, I'm gay." That's rough. I mean,
I think it's funny that video games have progressed so far that I'm kind of wondering what the hell Slick's laughing about because of his awesome expression on his face. But that they've progressed so far that this has to become a factor.
Well, with a game that's social, it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's who would have thought like 5-10 years ago, that you would we would even be talking about this because it thought we do. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there was that pink,
Teletubby?
Pink suit guy from Red versus Blue.
Oh yeah, he's. I've only noticed him. I know about Red today.
Anyway, the thing I was laughing about is in the chat. Wants to take a look.
And by anyone, we mean not you listeners out there, so you're left out of it.
Yeah, screw you guys.
No, because we were on the topic of video games, actually.
Oh, God, the name of it sounds awful.
Just go to it,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
It's not as bad as the name makes it sound.
Are you sure?
It's worse.
Positive. No, it's funny. Having to do with some recent news.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Too loud.
Ever play a game called Duck Hunt?
Yeah, of course I have. It's one of the more
I like the name of the I like the name of the page. That's all I see so far.
Well, they changed it to Dick Hunt. Who was hunting recently and shot somebody?
Oh yeah, we're supposed to talk about that.
Anyway, they took like the game Duck Hunt and just very quickly it looks like put like a picture of Dick Cheney with a gun shooting some guy.
Yes! Is it? Well, I didn't think it was, that guy looks younger than the person who got shot, in my opinion.
It probably was. It probably was
hey,
just
no
an old
suitable
picture
plugins
or something.
Were found. Oh, I can't actually play it?
Oh.
I don't know. I think it's these the YTMND things have audio or something.
I thought it was going to be a game.
Yeah, they do.
It's really. YTMND is an interesting yet
scary place.
Yes.
Nigga took my
it's more or less the end of the internet.
Oh, that's a strong statement. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's right alongside of MySpace been telling you a thing on here.
This is like E-Bomb's World meets new. I don't know. Meets kindergarten. Yeah.
I like
really
that.
It's scary
though.
Here.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
But they do have some interesting things like.
Yeah, that's a very fast. That's done. Yeah. The lawyer killing version. Yeah. Killing.
Yeah. It,
lawyer
it
killing
is
version.
Obviously very quickly done.
Yeah, you can see the I is absolutely not the correct font. Did they just take the T and.
Probably.
And put a line under it?
They just randomly did crap with it. Who cares?
Yeah, it's funny.
I mean, but there's some. Really, I mean, now that we're here, I never thought we'd mention this on the show. But there are some really cool things, like trying to remember what it was. But faces never change. I believe it is.
I don't know.
They have flash images of, let's say, Paris Hilton, multiple different pictures. That no matter what happens, no matter where she is, the face never changes. Man, it's mad creepy.
It is kind of like the Britney Spears flash video, how she has a different boob size in every.
Yeah, except it's the opposite. In this one, it's like her face is exactly the same. Never different.
Okay.
Well, I could think of theories for that, but I won't say them on the air.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, since we're doing all the video game type stuff, somebody actually modded a power glove.
That, I saw that. It was cool.
Yeah, and... That. Are now using it as a mouse. From what the show, they're using the hand like motions of the power glove to control mouse type features.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you kind of like move your hand around or like move a finger around to move the mouse. It's kind of interesting.
Please.
It was done. It was a lot of hardware hacking, it looks, though. So it's interesting.
I mean, it looked like he did a lot of, like, hardware changes and modifications. Do you have a link that you can give out to, like, the populace?
Zerosign.net/index.php/powerglove-mouse.
That's way too long.
I guess we're going to have a tiny URL any second. Knowing our buddy Slate over there.
Links me. Yes. Thank you, Slick.
Never get my again. Let me get my browser God. Ready to get...
This. I actually did start trying to type until he started... Alright, so for those of you saying, tinyurl.com/8xfoxww. And you should be alright. And it's a pretty neat hack. A lot of circuitry wiring. It looks like he had to break open the mouse too. And I mean, it kind of turned the power glove into a power of like being... Of its own. It looks like it It looks kind of like the insides of Johnny Five from.
Okay, so he took Short that circuit. Out. He did Short stuff circuit. Over there. He did that. Did that.
Kill me.
Did stuff over there. I don't like that mouse. That mouse looks ugly.
It doesn't matter. The mouse is.
Why do you think nobody bought the Power Glove when it was originally?
No, I'm talking about the mouse.
Oh, oh,
you put them out there. Okay. Put them out there.
But I didn't know though.
They put the mouse in the glove.
They're willing to take a chance. Risky architecture for peripherals.
Yeah. What about what they're making now?
Entire
the Revolution
consoles.
Controller?
Yeah, the crap on a stick.
The crap on a stick, and it's two craps on sticks. Because you got to hold one in each hand.
Are you gonna make one of these, Slick?
What, the Power Glove things? Nah.
Well, that'd be... I know a place where you can buy a Power Glove pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, there's That's a little true. Video.
There's a video?
Yeah, there's a video. It's a bad video.
It's a bad video, okay. What I thought.
Well, it could just be my system is really slow, so it's making it bad. Aw, how cheap. He's pulling up his own site to put the show on it.
Well, why pimp anybody else out when you can pimp yourself? I had another piece of... this is video game news, but while we're on the topic of gaming, Cyberstorm was launched this last week.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's where the United States emulates the entire power grid and other like important infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
like banks and like, I guess credit card companies will probably be in there, and puts them under cyber attack for a week or two.
Because, you know, all places like that are actually on the internet, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wish my office was.
But then again, let's not rule out the chances of an attack because social engineering and simple tricks like that.
Mm-hmm. Just walking in and just taking the computers right out.
I wish my company was on the internet.
You don't have internet
not,
in your job?
Not
or?
In my office.
That's awesome. Well, you know what you gotta do then?
I brought my laptop in and I got yelled at.
Really?
Yeah, to like do that on your personal time. I think that's like one of the only times I got yelled at my job.
Wow, that's bad. What happens if you bring, let's say, an iPod, iRiver, portable music device with like a lot of storage on it, and connect it to your bots and download content off of that, like videos and stuff?
Well, I would assume that's probably against policy as well.
Actually, I looked at my policy. As long I think I read it. I can go on. I forget what it is. God, I'll look at it another time. But it's pretty liberal.
Pretty liberal? Okay.
Hmm.
And then at the bottom in fine print it says, if you do anything, like, we could change this at any time.
Well, technically, my job's at. Pretty much just fire me for any reason if they wanted to. There doesn't have to be any reason.
That's awesome.
Most jobs are actually like that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that's awesome.
Yeah. I forget what the technical term is, but it's one of them. Oh, I just want to...
Evil is the word you're looking for?
Mention something real fast, which for Slick to rant on, like, for a couple seconds.
Uh-oh.
The music system, which uses an electrical system in your house to put speakers instead of having to run wire for all your rooms.
Funny.
It's called David. The Digital Audio Via Electrical Distribution Music System.
The VED.
Oh, the
VED, yes.
It digitizes it, then throws it over the line.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need to rant too much about that then. It's just that it's probably compressing it to shit before it...
You always have to rant about that.
But this is kind of an interesting because it's a bench. Loads of money if you want to have a house-wide audio system. You get the receiver, and then you plug it into the walls, and it kind of works like... I mean, they've had these for internet. I mean, in my opinion, it's not as efficient and it's expensive. But
and
yeah,
it's subject to major, like, interference and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but, it, you know, it may work for audio for, like, people who aren't, you know, just want a fast, cheap setup.
It's also wasting a power slot, man.
Power strips, dude.
Anyway.
Even power strips. My power strips are bulked to the limit right now.
That's why you have more than one or two on one outlet.
I understand that, and I still need more.
Anyway, we are out of time.
No.
Yes.
Pay attention to the chat room.
God damn.
That's what right. Anyway, this is the end of BaseNet Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio or on Rent Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio.
Peace.
Peace out.
Laters.